From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily halted refugee admissions into the United States until an appeals court rules on the matter. The nation's highest court on Wednesday upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of an executive order from the president that also limited travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices upheld last week's district court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide links to the U.S. to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have such bona fide relationships. The Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will hear the two travel ban-related cases on October 10th. Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appear to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington as the two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. As the talks began in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called for a, quote, more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang said trading cooperation between the two countries, quote, is a realistic choice for both sides, but he warned that confrontation will immediately damage the interests of both. Washington and Beijing cover the world's two biggest economies, but China sells more than $300 billion more to U.S. customers each year. This is VOA News.